St. Thomas Aquinas defined love as to will the good of the other for the sake of the other. So whenever we would do an action, whether it be a thought, word, or deed, if we do it for the sake of that other person, to benefit the other person, and expect nothing in return, that's when we are expressing the depths of love. And it's that love, then, that Christ speaks of in this gospel. To love one another, to will the good of one another for the sake of the other. Because that's what God has done for us. As he says, and this is what I've been contemplating on all week, is as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. As I have loved you. It is important to realize the depths of God's love for us. For as John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God so willed our good, he gave his only son. He humbly gave up everything in heaven to be born among us so that we may learn from him, that we may imitate him, that we may love the way he loves. And so it's important to at times just reflect about how God has loved us. We see in the scriptures how Jesus showed forth his love by feeding the hungry, curing the sick, freeing those possessed by the devil, forgiving the sinner, and bringing about a conversion of heart. Christ showed the depths of his love in his miracles, in his teachings, and above all, upon the cross, giving of his last breath, his last ounce of strength, his last drop of blood. Jesus gave everything in love for you, in love for me. And that love, though, just didn't happen 2,000 years ago. It's a love that continues to be renewed every single day, especially in the sacraments of the church, where in baptism, out of God's love, he makes us his precious daughters and sons, his beloved children. In confession, he forgives us our sins and brings about that conversion of hearts, just like he did 2,000 years ago. In the anointing of the sick, he shows forth his compassion. He gives us his strength in the times of our poor health. We could go through all seven sacraments, but the pinnacle sacrament, the Eucharist, shows forth the great depths of God's love, where he gives us his own body, his blood, his soul, and divinity, as a way of saying, this is how you are to love. As I have loved you, as I have given everything over to you, that you may share in my divinity, so too must you do the same for others. You are called, as my disciples, to love one another as I have loved you, giving everything over. And it's when we have that type of love that we can fulfill what was said in that first reading, that how he had opened the doors of faith to the Gentiles. When we love, and when the world recognizes this deep love of Christ that is in us, it begins to bring about a newness. As we heard in that second reading, the one who from the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Love is what brings about a new creation. The love of God is what restores us. It elevates us. It brings us to a deeper meaning of life. Because when we have been loved by God and we recognize that love, we realize how blessed and how much we've been gifted by God, and that we are to make a grateful response in return. A response then that when we are loved requires love in return. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we have been given this great commandment of Jesus to love one another as he has loved us, may we strive through through the gift of the Eucharist and through all the sacraments, to show forth that love to our spouses, to our children, to our co-workers, and to our enemies. We are called to show forth love as Christ did upon that cross when he simply forgave all who had done harm to him. May we show forth that love as well, in loving one another as Christ has loved us. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.